Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Mark Blanks is director of the Virginia Tech Mid-Atlantic Aviation Partnership, which runs test ranges for drones in its Blacksburg facility.
So we're definitely approaching the Jetsons age quicker and quicker. Something that we'll see in the next probably decades is the ability to have flying personal transportation. There's a lot of hurdles to overcome, but the future has arrived now.
And as with any prospective paradigm shift, people have questions. A conference last week explored the idea of trust that widespread deployment of drones will be safe and beneficial.
How does the public, society, regulators, and even ourselves believe that the aircraft or the technology is going to do what we think it's going to do, and always do it that way, that it's predictable and that we can trust that this system is safe to use or participate in.
Results of Virginia Tech's landmark drone safety study showed the small ones pose very little risk to people, but the larger aircraft could cause serious injuries. The FAA prohibits drones from flying over people, but it's just granted a special waiver to CNN, allowing it to use the unpiloted vehicles for news gathering, and there could soon be more as a new industry is born.
I would say that a new industry already has been born. One thing that's true about unmanned aircraft systems is they're not unmanned. There's lots of people involved in their operation, and so that can be everything from engineers to pilots to marketing people. I mean, there's almost no industry that exists that some type of robotic or autonomous technology can't improve. So certainly there is a whole new job industry. Great market growth potential over the next couple of decades.
I'm Robbie Harris.